significant?
I mean, honestly, man, the win felt better. You know, I'm really not too caught up on this. It's definitely a good achievement, though, for sure.
The other thing is, you know, and we talked about this, you're fourth all-time in NFL history among receivers total yards before their 27th birthday. Is that something that means something to you? Because that's, and I think it's behind like Rice, Moss, and some of them, you know, and because that kind of shows consistency over a number of years. Is that a big deal for you?
I mean, it's definitely a pleasure. A lot of hard work, you know, goes to that. But, you know, just on track to just continue to go out there and, you know, do the things I could do to help my team win.
Now, we hear the defense talk about guys like Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson, who are obviously much bigger guys. For you to put it up the numbers you are at your size, is that something that you put thought into?
Well, you know, regardless of my size, like I said, I just try to go out there and, you know, just be a significant player to my teammates, to this team. And just go out there and just, you know, expect nothing but great results for myself. You know, as far as anything else, like I said, it's a blessing, obviously, you know, to be in a situation like that, to have them achievements. But, you know, I just continue to go out there and, you know, do what I could do. And, you know, hopefully when it's all said and done, you know, I could be known to be one of the best.
This team hasn't been in a playoff run in a few years. You haven't gotten to play in the playoffs since 2010. How much fun is it just kind of being able to be in play meaningful games in December, which you haven't done in a while?
I mean, it's obviously you know, a great feeling, you know, around here right now. You know, just to be able to do the things we've been able to do on the field the last couple of weeks. So you know, as long as we can repeat that and continue to go out there and you know, play at a high level, you know, it's what we do. We come out and work hard during the week, and you know, it shows on Sunday. So.
When you played in the playoffs your first 3 years, you made big plays in the playoffs. How tough were the last 2 years this time of year when you knew it wasn't going to happen? You're just kind of playing out the string.
I mean, honestly, it's definitely tough. You know, we play this game to make it, you know, to Decembers and Januarys and things like that. So, you know, the past couple of years definitely been rough, being able to not be in the playoffs and watch other guys, other teams, you know, continue to go out there. And still play and have the opportunity to, you know, make it to the playoffs and, you know, not only make it to the playoffs, but go to the Super Bowl as well, too. So we're just trying to hopefully get a spark and get a run so we can make it into the playoffs and hopefully, you know, make it to the Super Bowl.
If I could ask you about a defensive play you made, you know, that ball in the end zone when you knocked it away from Patrick Peterson and everything, just kind of like what was, you know, going on?
Honestly, just trying to make a play on the ball. You know, unfortunately, I wasn't able to catch it for a touchdown. So instead of, you know, him catching it, just trying to knock it out and making a play to keep my, you know, team alive. You know, I think that was a critical play in the game. If he had been made that interception, it would have been a different, you know, outcome. So you never know. Little plays like that just, you know, giving your team hope to still be in games.
You guys ended up getting a touchdown out of that.
Yeah, you know, it's a big play.
Did you get a sense this past weekend's game that coming back to safety's a little more physical, allowed to play a little more physical than maybe in previous games?
I mean, honestly, you know, I go out there and, like I say, just worry about myself. I don't really get caught up into, you know, other guys or other teams doing anything different. So, you know, we was able to get the win, and that's all that really mattered.
Were they playing more physical on you? Were they
jamming
a little bit more?
Nah, no, sir.
On the punt return, when did you know you could take that?
Oh, man, it's just, you know, one of them situations where it's, you know, feel good, got a, you know, got some key blocks. Unfortunately, got called back. But, you know, just trying to spark the energy, spark plays on this team. You know, that's what I'm here to do.
When you go to the NFC Championship game as a rookie, you start to think, you know, this is every year is going to be like this. We're going to make a deep run. And, you know, do you remember thinking that, like, this is going to be the norm?
I mean, that was obviously, you know, an interesting year for myself, for this team. You know, being able to make it that far, first year in the NFL and things like that. So I definitely know what it takes to get there. Like I said, hopefully we could just make a push and get back there and know, get back to knowing to what we do, you know, which was winning the playoffs. So, like I said, my first couple of years here, that's what it was more about. You know, making it throughout the whole year and giving yourself a good enough record and, you know, winning the majority of the NFC East games and being able to make it to the playoffs. So that's what we got to get back to. I mean, you know, for the younger guys who wasn't here and who doesn't know what it takes to, you know, playing playoff games, you know, intensity level gets, you know, to another level. You know, the speed of the game goes to another level. So, you know, just really maybe helping them young guys out so they can understand, you know, closer to the playoffs. And, you know, once we get into it, it's definitely everybody takes their notch up to a, or takes their game up to a whole notch. So that was just something me having experience and knowing what that's like, just being able to, you know, give it to the young guys as well.
Has Mike Quick said anything to you about his single season record?
Who?
Mike Quick.
Nah, we really haven't talked about it too much. So like I say, it's still four games left, so we'll see what happens. Good. Okay.